he who has dipped his hand in the dish will betray me. We hear Jesus speak that, and he was talking about one of his friends. On that night of the Last Supper, he was betrayed. That betrayal took place days before, when Judas decided that he would take the opportunity to turn Jesus over to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That betrayal cost 30 coins of silver. We all betray. We all are betrayed. And what I see in that week, in that time, in that moment, is that, yes, we betray, and we've betrayed, but there's forgiveness for us all. Christ went on to give us promises, to speak of peace, to talk about the Holy Spirit. Even though he had been betrayed in that moment, he went on to pray for us. And then when we think of that great morning when he rose, that's when we know that our greatest betrayals, they've been atoned for. That's what I think about when I think about Easter, when I think about the resurrection, that none of us who love the Lord, who know him, ever have to worry about those betrayals. And I'm asking you today to think, to look in your heart. If there's been anyone who's ever betrayed you, now is the time, before the resurrection morning. Let the love of Christ arise in your heart and turn it over to him. Forgive those who have betrayed you as he has forgiven you. Live in glory and be blessed.